Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shemini, the eighth Perek, the eighth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, and the laws of entering into the temple in the Sefer Avodah, which we're continuing the theme of the previous Perakim, this time discussing the specifics of the second category of the three categories of blemishes. As the Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph, Kol HaMumen HaMiyuchadim Ba'odam. Here the Rambam specifies those blemishes that are specific to a human being, in contrast to the first category, which was with an blemishes that are an animal too. These are specific to that of a human being, and they are tishim, 90 different types of blemishes. And these are their specifics. You have shmoina barosh, 8 in the head. Veiluhin, and they are misha emtza kod kodoy shekei lamata. Someone in the middle of his skull, it goes down. It's like submerged, going downwards. Kamosh dach kabiyoda, as if someone pressed in his skull with their hand. Misha emtza kadkadoi oil lamala kamebeya, or if someone the other way, in the middle of his head, it goes upwards as if there's an egg sticking out. Misha paasroisha, you have someone that the ends of his head are yoytik and neged panim, go towards his face kamebeya, like a hammer, meaning it juts out towards his face. Misha roisha yoytik meachayrav, connected up, or if someone's head juts out in the back, opposite his neck. Misha Risha Rachav, if someone's head is wide, V'yitzim Mekan and sticking out on either side, Acha Timtza Risha Tzavar, until it's like his head is on his neck, K'mei Risha Lefes Ala Olen Shalai, like the top of a turnip is on its leaves, very wide. Hakireach, someone that's bald, She'im B'chol Risha Seikol Ikedet on his, the doesn't have any hair on his head whatsoever. Now, V'im Yishbe Shita Shal Seir, Mukeves Ma'achayv Mo'ezen Oizen, but if he has a strand of hair that goes around in the back of his head from ear to ear, then actually his kasher is valid. Mishal yaseir makiv ma'izin la'izin l'fan l'bavad. But if someone, let's say, only has hair going around from his one ear to the other one in the front only, but a shahar rosh kerechu, but in the rest of his head he's bald, harihu pasla, he's invalid. And mishal yaseir shalei makiv es kol reish saviv l'fan l'machrab. Or if someone even has hair going all the way around his head from the front and the back, but the ancient say b'emtzav, there's no hair in the middle, that's the eighth one, that's also considered being bald and invalid for a mum in regards to his head. Halacha Beis, Shnayim B'Tzavar, there's two blemishes in regards to the neck, and they are, Mishat Tzavar Shekiah Harbe, if someone is, his neck is very much submerged into his body, it's like as if his head is laying directly on his shoulders, or the other way around, Mishat Tzavar Arach Harbe, or his neck is very long, like it looks like his head is detached, is from between the shoulders, because it's so disconnected. Halacha Gimel, Arba Boizim, there's four blemishes in the ear, and they are Mishash de Oznab Ketanus Harbe, if his two ears are very small. Mishash de Oznab Nefuches, his two ears are swollen, Demis Lesvayg, like sponges. Misha Oznab Medudol Samata, if someone, his ears are hanging downward. And Misha Achas Ma'oznab Meshunna Mechaverta Bemara, or if one of his ears are different in appearance from the other one. Halacha Dalt, Chamisha Begvinim, there's five blemishes in regards to the eyebrows. Ve'elohim, and they are Misha Enli Seir Begvinim, if someone doesn't have any hair by his eyebrows. That's what's mentioned in the Torah as a blemish called gibein. Misha gvin of sheichvin, if someone has that, his eyebrows lay very low. Misha in le'elugav v'nechad, only has one eyebrow. Misha ishle gvin yas ha'shnem, or he has more than two eyebrows. Misha echad megvin of mishun mechaver, or if one of the eyebrows are different than the other one. Bein she'asar shal ze'arech, or sar shal ze'katz, or whether one of the eyebrows are long, another one is short, or bein she'asar shal echad shachar, sar shal sheni lavan adam, or if one of the eyebrows are black, and the other one is white or red, hel v'yesh b'nei mishin ezet, since it has this differentiation, here's a puzzle, that's invalidation. Halacha hey, arba b'risayin, you have four blemishes in regards to the eyelids, ve'elohim, and they are, mishin liser klal b'risayin, but doesn't have any hair at all by his eyelids. Misha sar risa in the merubim me'uvim meharba, or if his eyelids are many eyelashes, and it's very thick. Mi shesar echad merisei einav mishun mesar risachar, or if the hair on the eyelids is different from one than it is on the other eyelid. Kugoyin shechad shachar be'chalavim, one is black and one is white. Or shechad neisher v'ashen me'uba, or one of them is thinned out, another one is thick. And mi sha'afaf pav seguris ma'at, or if someone that his eyelids are closed a little bit, Ve'ena niftach is harbik shakal adam, and it's not open wide like by all other people. Halacha vav, achad os ve'inayim. There are 11 blemishes regard to the eyes. Ve'elim, and they are mishal yishtein of lamala minamok merulhem. If the eyes are higher up on the face then it's appropriate to them, which is Karevis Mepadacht, is very close to the forehead. Or if the two eyes are lower than the place where they are supposed to be on the face. If someone's two eyes are round, and not elongated a little bit, like it is by other eyes, by most people's eyes. If someone's eyes are strange, where they come out like the eyes of a leopard, or someone like his eyes look like when he's very angry. That's how his eyes always look. Someone's eyes are very large, like those of a calf. Someone's eyes are very small, like that of a duck. His eyes are always tearing. Someone's eyes are always dripping, they're always wet. That's coming out from Mirish Enoi, from the end, the top of his eyes, which is near the area of the nose. Or Miznavenoi, from the tail of his eye, the other side, Mitzad Stav, from the side of his temples, it's always dripping wet. Misha Mikabetz Risa Enov, if someone gathers his eyelids together, the Eitzman Ma'at, and he squeezes them tight, he squints a little bit, B'shosheroi Oi, when he sees light, or when he wants to be very careful, when he's seeing something, he squints, that's invalidation. Or if someone's eyesight is mixed up, meaning he's cross-eyed, that he sees the first floor and the second floor at the same time. Now, says Ram, and this could be known when he talks with his friend. And it looks like as if he's looking at someone else, that's cross-eyed, that would be invalidation. And Misha Achas, someone that one of his eyes are different than the other one, whether in its location, whether in its appearance. Let's say one of them was black, one of them was mixed, one is small, one is big. Since there is, whatever it is, there's a differentiation between the eyes, it's going to be invalidation. Six blemishes in the nose. They are the primary, the bridge of the nose is submerged. Even though he can't paint his two eyes at the same time, because there is a little bit of the bridge that's blocking, but it is submerged, that is invalidation. That's what's mentioned in the Torah as a blemish, as charam. Or the other way, let's say the middle of his nose actually sticks out upward. Or if the tip of his nose drips downward. Or if his nose is bent to one side. Or if his nose is bigger proportionally to the rest of his limbs. Or if his nose is smaller proportionally to the rest of the limbs. And the Kitz Mishar says, Ram, how does one evaluate if it's too big or too small? Someone takes the small finger on his hand, meaning the pinky. If his nose is either bigger or smaller than his pinky, that's going to be either too big or too small proportion to the rest of his limbs. And that's going to be a blemish. Halacha Ches. Shleish basfasayim. Three blemishes in the lips. They are either if his upper lip goes over his lower lip, or if his lower lip goes over his upper lip, or if someone his mouth is loose, it's like it's not, the muscles aren't strong, and his saliva is always dripping out of his mouth. Halacha Tes, Shleish Bebetin, three blemishes in the belly. They are Misha Kreset Sava, if someone's stomach is swollen. Misha Tabur Yaitz, someone that his navel sticks out. Veina Shekei Keshav, and doesn't go in like by other people. And number three, Misha Dadav Shechvan Al Bitnei, if his breasts lay on his stomach, Kedad Ish, like the breast of a woman, that would be a blemish in regards to his belly. Halacha Yud, Shleish Begav, three blemishes in regards to the back. Veilehin, they are Misha Shedrasa Akuma, if his spine is bent. If the vertebrae is sticking out from his spinal column, whether it's sticking outwards, or it's going inwards, or it's sticking to the side, and that's what's known as the Bal Chatoteres. Or if someone has, the flesh is swollen by his back, and he's like a hunchback. And here in this case, it's even if the vertebrae has not been dislodged from its place, but he has this flesh sticking out, so he's like a hunchback. That would be a blemish. Halacha Yudav, Shisha Bayadam, six blemishes regard to the hands. They are Mishiesh Biyod, the Etzba Yisera, Be Etzba Yisyod. If someone has an extra digit from his on his fingers coming out of his hand. Even if it was symmetrical, they had six on each one. That's a blemish. Now, but if he cut off the extra digit, kosher, it's going to be valid. But if it was a bone, then even if he cuts it off, possible is going to be invalidation. Or if someone's missing a finger from his hands. Or if he has two fingers on his hands that are webbed, ad lamata menaperk, until beneath from the joint. Now, v'mchatochen, but if he cuts v'efrishon on the perk and he detaches that webbed part until the joint, kosher then can be valid. Now, be'ez perk amru, which joint are we talking about? The perk rishon asimach lekafa yad, we're talking about the first joint that's closer to the palm of the hand, and that's the, if it's webbed up until there, that's the invalidation. Someone has that his fingers are bent over one on the other one. Misha pika yitzis mugudal, if someone has a projection coming out from his thumb. Misha hu iter yad, you mean if someone is left-handed, then hoi yishad b'shtei yad, but if he's ambidextrous, if he could use both left and right, then kasher, it's valid. Halachid beis arba beivar hazara, there's four blemishes regards to the reproductive organs. Ve'lehin, and they are misha kis habeitzim godol v'oruch, if his scrotum, the sack of his testicles, are so big and long, at shemigil akavoysim, until it reaches to his knees. Or misha gitchele oruch, or if his male member is that long, at shemigil akavoysim, that it reaches to his knees. Or misha nimenuch ha'ashachav, or if the membranes are squashed, behem ha'kish al beitzim, and that's the scrotum of the testicles. Or number four, misha ruach ba'ashachav, or it is wind, meaning it's inflated in the testicles. V'meroich ashachav, that's meroich ashachav, mentioned in the Torah as a blemish. Halacha yud gimel, chamisha asav ba'shakem v'raglayim. There are 15 blemishes in the thighs and in the legs. Ve'lein, and they are misha shekev ha'kumais, if his thighs are bent, meaning what's known as bow-legged, atcha mechaber regel regel, until the feet are, even if the feet are attached, but the knees are not going to touch, it's because they go outward. Or misha pekasa yaitzis, or someone that his ankle bone goes out, where vahapika, he explains, hi ha'etzem ha'ogel, this is the round bone, shalamalam and which is above the heel, mitzad ponim, from the inside, buhudem la'pika, and the reason why we call it pika, because it's similar to the weaving needle, shetavis bahanoshim, to women that they spin the thread with, and it's round, which is what a pika is, like a round projectile. Therefore, that's the reference to the ankle bone. Or misha keva yoytz lachayev, or if someone's heel sticks outwards to the back, achanimtza, until it turns out that hashayk, that his foot, his leg is kilu ba'emtzer aglamid, as if it's standing like in the middle of his foot because his heel sticks out so much in the back. Or misha praseisa brachavis kishalabas, or if someone's foot is wide like that of a duck. Even if the fingers themselves are not webbed like a duck, it's still invalidation. If someone has a projection coming out from his big toe, if someone has an extra digit, another finger on his foot, even if each one has six, because of the extra one, it's going to be valid. But again, like we said, regarding to the hands, as long as it doesn't have a bone. If someone's missing one of the fingers of the toes of his leg, of his foot, or if he has that the fingers are one over the other one, if he has that the fingers on his foot are webbed until beneath the joint, if it was up until the joint, meaning only up until the joint, not past it, not lower than it, or even if it went past the joint to invalidate, but he cut it, v'frishon, and he disconnected them, then kasher is going to be valid. Mishiragli kula shavu, if someone, his whole foot is equal, meaning shenimtza reichav pas etzba'itzav, k'reichav akev, it comes out that the width of his foot, by where his toes are the same width as his heel, which is not how a normal foot is, and ukiil hui chatech shavu, it's like it's one equal piece. Or mishiragla akuma dimalamagal, or if let's say his foot is bent like a sickle, shenimtza comes a pas ragloi, that the soles of his feet, sheshboi heads boi semakevoi, that where the fingers are, together with his heel, kilohim shnei rosh hakesha, it's like as if two ends of a bow, that's how bent it is, that's absul. Or mishiragla chalulu, or if his foot is hollow, meaning behushiyim tsa, gavoyim ala aretz, that the middle of his foot is higher above from the ground. But Nimsik Shaimer, it comes out that when he's standing, that he's standing on his heel and on his toes. Or Hamakesh Bekarsulov Be'ishim Halach, or his ankles bang together when he's walking. Or Mishamakesh Ba'akubvaisa Be'ishim Halach, or his knees bang into each other when he's walking. And finally, Mishu Ita Beregel Yimina, or if someone is left-footed, those are the invalidations regarding the thighs and the foot. Then there's four blemishes that could be throughout the whole body. They are Mishu Gufa Gol Mevar, if someone's body, meaning his trunk, is bigger than his limbs, or Mishu Gufa Kat Mevar, or if his body is smaller than his limbs, or Ha'arch B'Yesa, or he's very long, very tall, or to the other way, Hanan is the dwarf, V'Hakatz B'Yesa is very short, Ashim Uflagim Sha'am, until he's very different than the rest of the people. There's eight blemishes in the skin of a person's flesh. And they are Hakushi, the Kushi, which is very dark. Halavan b'yaser k'magvino, or is very white, I mean albino, like that of cheese. Ha'adam kashani, or is red like scarlet. Or bal negam tayrim, or people that have even tahar negam, which in ishtana or machmas atzma, where the skin changed from its own self, k'ma habayhak, which is that it's the white is lighter than the white of the outer part of the egg, which that would be a tummy type of a nega. So this is not a tummy, it's tar, because it's lighter than that, but it's still a change of color. Where shenishtana, then that's a blemish. Or shenishtana or machmas dava achor. Let's say the skin changed from an external cause, kugon tzerdevus hamichva, like the scarring of a burn, where that's also bezebachal negon of time, that's also included in the nega that's tahar. So although it's not doesn't have the tum of negon, but again it's a change of the skin which would be invalidation for a kohen. Mishalisav arpanav shuma shesh baseir. If someone has on the skin of his face, he has a mole that has hair on it. Even though it's not even the size of a coin as what's called the iser, it'll cost you even a minute amount. In contrast, mishalisav arpanav shuma ki iser. If someone had on the skin of his face a blemish the size of an iser, a yaser even without hair, that would be also a blemish. Again, if it's at least the size of an iser. Balehal dildulin, someone has warts. Vuhushi daldul ha'or ba'basar, that it should hang out the skin and the flesh. Oy halachluchis shesh ba'or, where or the moisture that there is in the skin. Shena daldul be'ezem akum shima kalaguf, that it's sticking out, it's hanging out whichever place it is from the body. Harizamum, that would be considered as a blemish. Halachat design. Now ve'oy diyasham ba'adam arba'am umlechem. Now there's also by a person four other types of blemishes. Ve'elohin and ve'har. In the general of the personality, hacherish, a deaf person, hasheita, mentally deranged, vanichva, someone that's epilepsy, even if it comes only after long periods of time, and misheruach ruah mevasaso, if someone has the evil spirit that frightens him, which is meaning it comes because of depression, tamid, whether it's constantly there, or beidim yudum, or comes at distinct times, those would also be blemishes. Now, alach yidzayin, so the Rambam now concludes, and he says, nimtzu comes at kolamum and apaisim ka'anum. All the blemishes that are invalidated by the Kahanim are Me'a V'Arbam, are 140, which you have 90 in this parak, which are distinct for a person, and then you have the 50 from the previous parak, which are by animals and by human beings. V'zeh klon, and this is their rule. You have Shemoin de Bereish, 8 in the head, Shlaim Batzava, 2 in the neck, B'tisha Baznaim, and 9 on the ears, V'chamish Begvinim, 5 in the eyebrows, V'shiva Beresa Ayin, you have 7 in the eyelids, you have Batisha Aser Beinaim, you have 19 in the eyes, Batisha Bachaitim, 9 in the nose, Batisha Bapeh, 9 in the mouth, Ushlesha Babetin, 3 in the belly, Shlesha Bagav, 3 by the back, Vashiva Bayadaim, 7 in the hands, Vishisha Aser Beibri Azer, you have 16 by the reproductive organs, Vesem Beraglaim, you have 20 by the legs, Ushmoin Bachalguf, 8 in the whole body, Ushmoin Barabasa, you have 8 in the skin of a person's flesh, Vashiva Bakayach Aguf Varecha, you have 7 regarding a person's strength and regarding his odor. And each one was already specified, each one individually. Now, that was the first category and last parak, this category, this parak. And the third category, and those which are invalidations because of just the appearance of a blemish. And if someone has that the hair of his eyelids fell out, even though that the roots of the hairs are still there. And a mishnet lushinab, or his teeth were taken, which we said that's only initially, a person shouldn't do it, but that is not problematic after the fact. That's the third category of those of Maris Ein regarding a blemish.